It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. New political maps are on their way to Governor Abbott's desk after being passed in the final hours of the third special session early this morning. Texas lawmakers spent much of the latest session in heated arguments over gerrymandering. State Democrats accused Republicans of drawing maps that dilute the power of Black and Latino voters. That's despite the 2020 census showing huge growth among those populations in Texas. Concerns like these have been plaguing Texas's redistricting efforts for decades, and new maps often end up in the courts. In fact, these latest maps already have a legal challenge. But using history as a guide, Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has the story of a 1970s redistricting battle that made it all the way to the Supreme Court and profoundly changed Texas.
In 1971, Democrats controlled Texas, and they intended to keep it that way. These were white, conservative Dixiecrats. That year, their redistricting scheme relied heavily on massive multi-member House districts to dilute the voting power of the state's growing African-American and Latino communities. These multi-member districts were supersized areas that elected at least two representatives. At that time, Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes, a Democrat, argued that this was just an easier way to draw legislative maps.
If we're going to go the individual district route, it's going to take a great deal of staff work getting census tracts in all the urban areas. Some of them have not even been made officially public yet.
Then, like now, the House had 150 seats. But the plan Democrats passed divided the state into 79 single-member districts and 11 multi-member districts. That map drew legal challenges, calling it unconstitutional. Eventually, on February 1973, the case White v. Register was heard by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Texas is a large state, as is known. It's not only a large one, but it also has a shape. It does not render it very easily susceptible to the division among districts.
That's attorney Leon Jaworski arguing for the state. He told the court Texas doesn't discriminate against voters based on race.
It is untrue that there is any showing whatever that there has been any such happenings, any sort of racial violation with respect to the electoral process in our state.
One of the three attorneys arguing against the map was David Richards. He pointed out that Texas actually had a long and robust history of racial discrimination at the polls.
I think the case has been the poll tax, the case has been the substitution for poll tax, the annual registration system. I think the record will show other factors which, in fact, did deter Black voting.
A central argument against the state's multi-member districts was that their size made it nearly impossible for non-white candidates to get elected. A candidate who ran to represent a minority portion of the district had to win the majority vote of the entire district, which was majority white. Jaworski said that argument didn't hold true and used Bexar County to make his point.
This is a county, San Antonio, where a large segment of the population is Mexican-American. Actually, 50% of them are. You don't have a minority there. The problem has been that less than 30% of them, or approximately 30% of them, seek to exercise that privilege.
Ed Idar, representing MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, responded.
In reply to that question, why don't we vote? We need to assess the situation of the Mexican-American as it has developed in the history of this country, as late as 1972. We cannot wipe all of these hindrances and then overnight expect the injured group to be able to compete on an equal footing with those people who have never been hindered.
Idar said it was unrealistic to expect a group oppressed for generations to suddenly be able to fundraise, compete in an area over 1,000 square miles, and win over white voters who were hostile to Mexican-American candidates.
Our minority in Bexar County has been totally submerged.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that multi-member districts in Dallas and Bexar were unconstitutional and did dilute the voting power of communities of color. Soon after, other urban multi-member districts in Texas and across the South were broken up too. Reflecting on the case, David Richards says White v. Register dramatically changed how voting maps were drawn, But Richards, who is also the ex-husband of former Governor Ann Richards, says that under today's Supreme Court, it's being watered down.
The notion of white versus registered, that is, fencing out minority voters or minimizing their impact, I assume is still a good legal principle. The willingness, at least at the Supreme Court level, to apply it seems to have waned pretty seriously.
Which could explain why today's arguments over racially unfair redistricting maps don't have the effect that they did 50 years ago. David Martin Davies reporting.